for visiting with Lebo coach Brian Hadley here on the Area Coach's Corner. And coach, just another tough loss for you guys. First couple of weeks for you guys haven't been easy with Linden week one and then Burlingame last Friday night. You knew what Burlingame had to offer, and it showed on Friday night. Just your thoughts and any positives you take away from last week's game.
Yeah, it's been a tough couple weeks here, you know, coming off the Linden game, which we felt like we were right there and had a chance to win, so that was a heartbreaker on our home field. I thought we had a pretty good week of preparation heading into Burlingame. But Friday night, it just seems like they executed and had a better game plan than we did, and they played really well. They played fast and free, and we kind of struggled to stop them, and offensively we just, we sputtered down the stretch. And, so got to tip your hat to them. They were ready to play and had a really good game, and we've got to regroup and go play another tough Madison team. So it's a pretty tough three-week stretch here.
Yeah, I mean, you knew what the schedule was like when it came out, because this is the first of the two-year cycle. And you got some seniors that have been through the fire and everything. How have they just helped regroup you guys after this 0-2 start?
Well, I think they still believe. You know, they know that we have a chance to be a pretty solid team. But there's not a whole lot of margin for error, and we gotta be on our game and have a good game plan going in. Like I said, Burlingame. Got to tip their hat to them. They played really well, and they're going to give people a lot of fits if they play like that. This week it's about us getting better and learning something from that game. They definitely exposed some things about offensively and defensively what we were doing. So it's our job to regroup and get that fixed. We head down to Madison. They've got some dynamic playmakers, and we know they're going to be well coached with Coach McMillan there. He's done a great job down there at Madison, and so we're looking forward to being able to bounce back and correct the things that we did wrong at Burlingame.
We're visiting with Lebo coach Brian Hadley here on the Area Coach's Corner, and as you mentioned, you make a trek down to Madison to take on the Bulldogs, which will be our area game of the week on Country 101.7 FM. And like you mentioned, Coach McMillan has things rolling there as they're off to a 2-0 start after beating Hartford in week one and then beating Meritazine last week pretty handily. But as you mentioned, they got some dynamic players back, and Bryson Turner is that main weapon that they have. But just how do you approach that game knowing that it's a winnable game?
Well, anytime you're going to play a team with the fastest kid in the state and 1A, you know that you're going to have to game plan for him. But if you over game plan just for him, then, you know, they got other guys that will hurt you. And we played in the Jamboree. You know, you see a small portion of their plays. But and in that Jamboree, you know, we found ourselves doing that a little bit. So we got to make sure we're all doing just our job and reading our keys and making sure that we're not just solely trying to stop one guy. He has that effect on people, though, with his speed and toughness and the way he runs the ball. But we'll have to tackle better than we did last week. We'll have to run our game plan and just look forward to the challenge and being on the radio.
Well, Coach, appreciate the time as always. Best of luck, and we look forward to chatting with you again next week.
All right, thanks.
That's Lebo Coach Brian Hadley joining us here on the Area Coach's Corner, brought to you by Miller Granite and Granite Construction on KVOE Live and Local.